The notion that racism is a public health crisis has taken hold in communities across the country. But how will those communities back up their statements about fighting racism with action? WCPN Ideas Stream Nick Castell has the view from Northeast Ohio.
The declarations don't lay out new policies, but they do list disparities in health that hit Black communities harder, like life expectancy, infant mortality, and lead poisoning. And they point to research in social determinants of health, the idea that what kind of neighborhood one lives in affects access to fresh food, good housing, jobs, and ultimately one's well-being. Councilwoman Veronica Sims sponsored a health crisis measure in Summit County, Ohio, where the Black infant mortality rate was more than twice the rate for whites in 2018, according to the state health department. She says it's not a one-and-done proposition.
This is just not one big feast, right? And so we're going to all get together and eat, and then it's over. It's something that needs to go on until we accomplish the goal of dismantling structural and systemic racism.
The tumultuous events of 2020 have given momentum to the issue, says Professor Ronnie Dunn of Cleveland State University. The impact of COVID-19 on people of color, the shutdowns of economies, the video of a police officer kneeling on George Floyd's neck, all of it has added up in public opinion, he says.
People being sheltered at home and almost held virtually captive audiences with their children there, I think that made this a very different moment in history.
Now the question for cities and counties is what comes next. Just as emergency declarations come before disaster relief, Dunn says health crisis resolutions should lead to investment in people hurt by racial discrimination.
We've been remiss to address them in their individual sectors, in criminal justice, in education, in housing. So I think looking at it from the health perspective is an astute strategy.
Some are looking beyond government action, too. Cleveland City Councilman Bashir Jones says private institutions need to be involved.
So whether it's hospitals, whether it's banks, we want to see something tangible happen to show us that you truly believe that these practices have had an impact.
That means reversing discriminatory practices and elevating more Black people to management roles, he says. Jones spoke at a news conference hailing the passage of Cleveland's public health crisis resolution. So did Kristen Farmer, the president of Birthing Beautiful Communities, a nonprofit that works with expecting Black mothers. She says it's not enough to hold more conversations about racism without following through with action and resources.
Oh, I think that a lot of times it is a way to make people feel like they're doing something without them actually having to be accountable to do something.
For Farmer, doing something means spending money on what she calls Black infrastructure. That is, African-American organizations that are of and for the communities they serve. She says these declarations can't just be trends.
Because it'll come back to bite you. Because when it's time to be held accountable, what are you really doing for your Black citizens?
That's the question community leaders say they'll now try to answer. For Here and Now, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.